Security officials in Germany believe that about 600 people have left the country in the past year to go fight with extremist groups like ISIS in Syria and Iraq. German authorities are taking various steps to stem the flow of those recruits. The World's Matthew Bell was recently in Berlin to report on this, and he's here with me now. What is Germany doing, Matthew?
This is a big story in Germany, and in terms of law enforcement, they're doing several things. They've made it illegal to join groups like ISIS. They've also made it illegal to even attempt to travel to a place that has terrorist training camps. For example, a German court last year sentenced a guy to almost 4 years in prison for joining ISIS. Police are also taking passports away from people they suspect might be interested in traveling to the Middle East to join groups like ISIS.
And there is one more thing that German officials are doing that you came across when you were in Germany, and it's centered on Islamic education. What's going on there?
Here's the gist of a disturbing story, Marco, that I heard while I was in Berlin. A Muslim teenager developed an interest in his family's religion. So he started asking around. He met these older guys that offered to help, and they started inviting him out for tea. It was kind of cloak and dagger. They would say, turn off your cell phone, take the battery out, and then showed him videos. And some of them were very, very violent scenes from Syria. And they said, look, Muslims are under attack. It's time to join the fight, and you can have an opportunity to do this too. Pretty soon the kid disappeared. And this is the kind of story that's been playing out and has a lot of Germans worried. Some people think Islamic education and providing this sort of this preemptive way to kind of insulate young people from the radicalization might be a solution. So, Marco, let me take you to Berlin.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah.
Alongside the old Tempelhof Airport, where American and British pilots took part in the Berlin airlift during the Cold War, stands the stunningly beautiful Sihitlik Mosque. Construction finished on the building 10 years ago. It's next to a 19th century Muslim cemetery. The piece of land was a gift to the Ottoman Empire from the German Kaiser. Inside the mosque, on emerald green carpeting, about two dozen men are gathered for afternoon prayers. They're mostly older, dads and grandpas. And sitting behind them in a quiet cluster is a group of ninth graders from a nearby high school. They're with their ethics and religion teacher, and they're an example of a new trend in German education. The idea is to teach students, especially those from Muslim families, about Islam. After the prayers finish, Betul Ulusoy leads the students in a discussion. She's a 26-year-old law student who volunteers to lead educational tours at the mosque. With this class, 4 out of 5 students are Muslims, but Ulusoy says that doesn't mean they know a whole lot about their religion. The problem, Ulusoy says, is that young Muslims don't feel very appreciated by society, by their teachers, by the overall environment in Germany. I had the same experience growing up here, she says. There's discrimination and racism. And at school, Islamic history and religion were completely missing. These tours at the mosque are one way educators are trying to change that. They focus on what's behind Muslim beliefs. And Ulusoy says most of the students are keen to engage. But can she really compete with the version of Islam that the extremists are peddling, I ask? This is a huge issue for our community, she says. The public is saying this is your religion that's breeding terrorism, and these are your kids going off to fight. So people are embarrassed, she says. But it's true, these are our kids. So families are scared, and they're wondering what to do. The jihadis are very sophisticated, Ulusoy adds, and we, mainstream Muslims, need to catch up. The way to compete with the extremists, says Khalid Dormush, is to go at them head-on. He's a Syrian-born Berliner, and he's with a nonprofit that works with Muslim youth in schools. Dormush says the goal is to immunize young people against radical Islam by giving them an alternative version of Islamic theology.
In Germany, especially in Berlin, in this multicultural city, religion is a really interesting part for many people, especially for the migrants, because it's a part of their identity, and they're feeling like they're not belonging to Germany. So there's German passports, but they feel like they're non-German.
Dormush switched to German to explain how the idea of religious immunization works.
Inwiefern immunisieren wir jetzt die Jugendlichen?
We talk with young people about how God is like a host, Dormush says. All members of humanity are his guests, and the world is God's gift to everyone. Jihadis teach that Muslims are better than non-Muslims, he says. But we talk about equality and the divine nature of the individual. Dormush says this message contradicts the sort of radical Islamic ideology that young people might find online, and it's all based on Islamic values. Germany is also expanding formal Islamic education in public schools, and Mohammed Khorshida is at the forefront of the effort. He's a professor of Islamic religion and an imam at the University of Munster. He runs a teacher training program for Muslim educators. We need an enlightened Islam, Khorshida says, so young people will understand how the religion works in a pluralistic society. It's important to deal with this in schools, he adds, because youth will be confronted with the question, am I a Muslim or am I a European? And the answer, he says, should be yes to both. People can be European and a pious Muslim at the same time. Khorshida says his program now has 650 teachers in training. But some Germans have misgivings about all this. Conservative Muslims have questioned the idea of teaching a watered-down European version of Islam. Then there's a far-right political movement in Germany that's against the so-called Islamization of the country. And expanding Islamic education in public schools certainly does not go over well with that group. I asked Betul Ulusoy if she thinks Germans on the whole are coming to see Islam as something that's here to stay. I have to say that I'm very proud of my German neighbors, Ulusoy explains. If I put myself in their shoes, I would think badly about Islam. The religion is connected to terrorism and horrible things. But many Germans don't, she says. They come here to visit the mosque, to learn about Islam, and they're very open-minded. I'm proud, she says, and thankful for that. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Berlin.